Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
TIZO stands for titanium dioxide and zinc oxide. In other words, their commitment to mineral sun protection is right in the name. TIZO is known for having a unique line of all mineral sunscreens with different textures and finishes that cater to every skin type and tone. Sunscreen application may seem burdensome, but with TIZO, it doesn't have to be. Their sunscreens have been meticulously crafted to seamlessly fit into your daily routine. Whether it is saving a step in the morning with an SPF that doubles as a makeup primer, or giving your skin a glow before running errands, TIZO has you covered. All TIZO sun protection formulas have broad spectrum protection and are 100% free of chemical sunscreens, dyes, parabens, gluten, preservatives, fragrances, and phthalates. Check out TIZO's mineral sunscreens and so much more at TIZOskin.com. That's TIZOskin.com. Shop with code LISTEN10 to receive 10% off your first order.
And welcome to the Tracy Sandler Show, brought to you by Fevo. I am your host, Tracy Sandler, and I am like super duper duper excited today because not only do I have an incredible reporter who covers the Bengals on, but she's also my friend and I adore her, Kelsey Conway, who covers the Bengals for the Cincinnati Inquirer. Welcome to the show.
Oh my gosh, you're too kind. And I have been looking forward to this matchup like since May when the schedule came out, just so that I can get a weekend and see you again. So I'm really excited to get on out there for the game.
I know, I can't wait. And I'm excited for us to get to have dinner and catch up. But I guess the listeners don't need to hear about that. But I mean, if you guys want to, make sure to shoot us a note and let us know. But let's talk 49ers-Bengals. Really a pretty important game for both teams. The 49ers, of course, coming off two tough road losses. The Bengals coming up their bye. They are 3-3. The 49ers are 5-2. They do not want to go into their bye 5-3. The big story, of course, coming out of the Bay this week, Brock Purdy is in the concussion protocol. However, I can tell you guys that on Thursday, he was practicing at the beginning of practice that the media can watch. So we'll see kind of what the practice report says later today, but he was out there. So that's probably a good sign for him trending towards playing on Sunday. But of course, we have a few days between now and then. But Kelsey, what is the talk out of Cincinnati right now?
Well, the season has not gone any way that any Bengals fan or probably any Bengals player thought that it would go. Obviously, the 49ers were in a similar position as the Bengals. Like, you make it to your conference championship, you return almost the same team, you're kind of expected to zoom right back there. And Joe Burrow, of course, got injured again, and it just snowballed. And I think the talk, the biggest thing I've gotten out of being in the locker room both days is, it's really easy for people to say, well, just because the Bengals the last 2 years have gone on these late season runs where they've strung together like 10 or 11 wins in a row, I've noticed that Joe Burrow and specifically Ja'Marr Chase today have been really hesitant to just like kind of like copy and paste that script. And I don't really know what to make of that. I almost feel like it's an insurance policy because Burrow's very specific on what he says. And when reporters asked, you know, like, what do you think it is about these teams that you guys are able to go on these late season runs and coming out of the bye, the Bengals have historically been really good under Zach Taylor the last 2 years. And he said, you know, we're good when we have our backs against the wall. And that's how they'll have to be this weekend. So I think that, but he also said, we'll find out, won't we? Like, he's leaving it very much as to like, we still have work to do in terms of showing what our identity as a team is going to be this year, because it's been a roller coaster. That's how I would summarize the Bengals season so far. Sometimes they've looked really good, like they did against Baltimore, even though they lost in week two. And then obviously winning in Arizona, they looked outstanding. But then there's also been times where they've looked terrible, like week one, when they lost to the Browns, and even in the second half of their most recent win against the Seahawks, their offense couldn't do anything. So it's been a roller coaster for this Bengals team. And I think that they're very much looking to find their identity. And that starts this weekend. And I think if they're able to pull off a win against the 49ers, it'll go a long way in terms of giving the locker room the confidence that they can go on another 10 game win. But if they're not able to beat a team like the 49ers, are they good enough to compete against the teams and get in the playoffs? So this is a really important game in terms of for the Bengals to find out who they really are.
The last of the major pro sports leagues kicks off this week, and Bet Online is your top spot for all your NBA action this season. With MLB postseason, NFL and college football, and NHL in full swing, BetOnline is your number one source for wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions. Get everything NBA at your fingertips with both desktop and mobile access for every sport, anytime. Head to BetOnline today to get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. Well, it's interesting when you talk about the backs against the wall situation, because the last 2 years, the Niners have started 3-5 and 3-4. And this year, a big emphasis throughout training camp was starting fast and not putting themselves in that hole, and knowing how important it is to be able to get the first round bye and home field advantage. And they were just dominating the first 5 weeks of the season. The last 2 weeks, they have not. And it's been, those are the tougher games. And it was something that Fred Warner said the other night on Monday that kind of stuck out to me, when he said, I think I want to see the mental toughness go up. We have to figure out how to win these grimy games. And that's where they've had problems. You've been able to win like by 20, 30 points, but where they've had these grimy games. And I bring all that up also because I feel like in years past for them, when their backs are against the wall, they have played better. You know, last year they went on a run where they didn't lose until the NFC Championship game from week 8 on. Then they won those first 5 this season, and they came in and they're like after Cleveland and said, this is kind of weird. We're not used to coming in after a loss. And what's that like? So although their records are very different, I think both teams are in kind of the same situation, because as they look towards January, you know, your seeding matters, and these are things you have to think about. It. I don't have a lot of doubt the 49ers are going to make the playoffs. I think the Bengals are going to make the playoffs, but I think it remains to be seen over the next several weeks. But Sunday becomes a really important game for both teams for a lot of the same reasons.
Yeah. Isn't that what's interesting? Because it's like, I said to someone at practice today, they're asking me, you know, what do you think about the game? Like, who do I think is going to win? And I said, honestly, if there were a time for the Bengals to face the 49ers, in my opinion, it's right now, because of the injuries. Like, not having to face Deebo Samuel, I think, is a good thing for the Bengals defense. But I mean, obviously, the Niners have so many weapons. But I also think that it kind of, for the Bengals, like, they're going up against a team that's now lost 2 in a row, that's not really used to losing 2 in a row. So, like, mm-hmm. is that going to make the 49ers even more hungry? So I think there's so many different interesting storylines about this matchup. For it just being a late October matchup, like, it really feels like it's like a middle of December, this is deciding your fate type of game in some ways, because the 49ers, like you said, don't want to go into the bye losing 3 in a row, and the Bengals coming out of the bye don't want to lose. They want to like start this run. So I think it's going to make for a really good game, which as a fan, football fan first, I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it is going to be a great game. So you brought up Deebo Samuel. Obviously, he won't be playing. Remains to be seen on Trent Williams. I mentioned Brock Purdy at the top of the show. So that remains to be seen as well. I want to talk a little bit about the Bengals run defense versus Christian McCaffrey, because if there's a place where the 49ers can really get back to 49ers football, and not that they haven't been doing that, but where the things that really make it easy for them to dominate and for them to win games, it of course starts with them in the run game. And Christian McCaffrey has been incredible despite the fumble the other night. He's been absolutely incredible. It was funny, not funny, especially not to Christian, but after the game, he put the loss on himself. He said, if I don't fumble there, you know, in the red zone, you know, that the entire game is different. Well, I would make the argument that then he proceeded to score the only two touchdowns that the 49ers had. So I guess, you know, that I was like, I don't think I'd put the loss on him. But this Bengals defense gives up, and Kelsey, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe an average of 5 yards per carry. Is there a concern when you're going up against a Christian McCaffrey and your backup is Elijah Mitchell and then you have Jordan Mason, that that is a place where the 49ers are just going to be able to dominate this team?
Yeah, I think that the Bengals run defense has been one of the biggest question marks so far. And I think there are two ways that the 49ers would have success against the Bengals defense. If they get up and run the ball on them early and kind of just take the wind out of them like the Titans did a couple of weeks ago, that screws the whole thing up, because the Bengals are better when they play a lead and then their defense can, you know, pass rush the way they want to. They haven't been great against the run, but they played better against the run against the Seahawks. But I think Christian McCaffrey brings his own set of issues. But I do think that Christian McCaffrey, what he does with his legs on the ground, and George Kittle, because the last time these two teams played 2 years ago, George Kittle had over, I believe, like it was like 130 receiving yards. And
yes,
he was just virtually unstoppable.
And I believe the game-winning touchdown, potentially.
Yeah, I think those two players are the X factors for the 49ers in terms of who the Bengals defense is really keying in on. But I will say, we talked to defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo today, and he said that, yes, like there's so much to gush about the 49ers run scheme, but he really thinks their pass scheme and what they're doing from a passing standpoint this year is almost even more impressive and more dangerous. So I thought that was interesting, because, you know, usually people always just want to praise the run game, but Lou Anarumo really spent a bunch of time talking about how good 49ers have been in the passing game today. So I thought that was interesting.
Well, and I think I agree with him. And I think a lot of that is that Kyle Shanahan having a quarterback in Brock Purdy that he really trusts implicitly. And that has made a huge difference and opens up the playbook, and Brock can run that offense so well. So of course, remains to be seen who will start on Sunday. I thought an interesting comment Fred Warner made on Wednesday was he thought that the Minnesota game was one of the best games of Brock's career. And I would agree with that. If you were just to look at the stats, someone might say, well, there's the two interceptions, but it was one of the best games of his career. And then, of course, there's a lot of conversation, speculation, and we are not doctors, but as to when the concussion happened and then when the interceptions happened. But I would agree with Lou, because I can't say his last name, which is why I said Lou. Will you say it again?
Lou Anarumo.
Now I can say it.
I would agree with
Lou Anarumo. So I'm having you on, Kelsey. It's really helpful. I would agree with him because it has been very impressive, and their offense has been very impressive. The thing that's been a problem the last couple weeks for the 49ers is the area that has not been a problem in years past, and that is on the defense. There have been issues there, and there was that zero blitz call at the end of the first half that Kyle Shanahan was publicly critical of Steve Wilkes for, and that's not really his style. And he said to us on Wednesday he knows he messed up on the call, and the line has not been getting pressure to the quarterback. So let's now talk about that. You have Joe Burrow. Where would you say his health is, Kelsey? Would you say he looks about 100%?
Yeah, he's 100% going into this game. He told us that, you know, he'll still have to do maintenance to make sure that the strain doesn't, you know, creep back up. But heading into the Seattle game, he said he was close to 100%. And then he had a week off. Mm-hmm. And we talked to him yesterday, and he said he's 100%. So the Bengals no longer, you know, really have the crutch behind them on offense. Like, they're going to be able to go into this game with their full playbook, which is not something they've been able to do, because when he was really hurting in that Monday Night Football game against the Rams, I mean, the Bengals offense just looked like a shell of itself because he was essentially a statue. Mm-hmm. So he's able to move a lot more. And I think it's going to be a good, I mean, obviously I know you mentioned that the 49ers defense hasn't had the crazy sack numbers. I looked into it the other day and I was kind of like scrolling down. I'm like, wait, they're not in the top 10.
No, they're not. Not right now.
You look at Nick Bosa and of course what he's done. But honestly, I feel like the more important matchups in the trenches is going to be the interior of the 49ers defensive line versus the Bengals interior, because so far when the Bengals have been able to handle really good edge rushers, but where they've struggled a lot this year is those interior guys. Like, they could not stop Jeffrey Simmons in Tennessee. And so the 49ers have a bunch of good interior defensive pass rushers. And that's where I feel like Ted Karras, the Bengals center, and Cordell Volson have had kind of an up and down year so far. So I'm very curious to watch how the three interior offensive linemen for the Bengals match up against Javon Hargrave and Eric Armstead and those guys, because they know it's going to be a challenge.
I actually think this could end up being a very big Javon Hargrave game. And he's played well for San Francisco. And you know, even Nick Bosa has played well. He's been pretty hard on himself. And he even admitted Wednesday that the holdout is probably part of the reason he's off to a slower start, which happens. And that's just part of it. But I do feel like this could end up being a very big Javon Hargrave game. And I agree with you, that interior of the offensive line certainly is better than the last time these two teams played each other. They've invested much more into it. But I would say that is the place where the 49ers can really try to capitalize and bring pressure to Burrow. But then Burrow has Ja'Marr Chase to throw to, and he has Tyler Boyd. And now T. Higgins, is there an injury situation there?
No, T. Higgins cracked one of his ribs against the Titans a couple weeks ago and missed the next game, but came back for the game before the bye. So he was another one that really benefited from the bye, but he should be good to go as well. So, yeah, like I was saying, this is probably the healthiest the Bengals have been on offense all year long. And that's why it's so hard to predict and talk about the Bengals' strengths as an offense and what that could look like against the 49ers, because they've been so injured and so much of their offense runs through Burrow. It's almost like been really challenging to get a pulse on like what the identity of this Bengals offense is this year.
I really just love how football players are like, he cracked a rib, so fine, not a big deal. Like, if I cracked a rib, I'm out like a good 6 months from like life, you know, like, right, I'm just hanging out at home. Yeah, I'm good.
And it's like he like tried to play the next week and it was like, okay, no, that's not gonna work. But then the week after, it's like, yeah, whatever. And it's like,
That's amazing. But the 49ers secondary has quite a challenge. And I think the 49ers secondary is an underrated part of the defense. I think they actually are playing very well. Diamador Lenore, people sometimes like to pick on him. On social media, which isn't a real place, but he is putting together a really nice season and he's playing really well. Traverius Ware, but I think this is a real challenge for the secondary with all of the weapons that Burrow has. You know, it's not just Ja'Marr Chase, as we mentioned, the other guys as well. So this matchup is going to be really fun. And I like to look at a lot of times, you know, not just team against team, but actual matchups. And these teams, I think, match up together really well. You're right. This does feel like a mid-December game. It does not feel like late October at all.
Right. And I think like on every level, the Bengals are very solid. And that's kind of how I feel about the 49ers. Like, of mm-hmm. course, there's positions that the 49ers are loaded at. But then there's other positions where they still have some like really good players. And I think it's across the board, like a pretty evenly matched game in terms of really good role players. And then you've got your stars that the offense and defense, you know, go around. So I think it's going to be a great game. Plus, it's like two offensive minded head coaches. There's just so much good. And the last time these teams played, it was an awesome game. So I think it has all the makings to be. And of course, you have the juice of it being like CBS's A crew game. So I think it's going to be a great game. And I really do think that the game is going to be told in the first half, because having watched this Bengals team through six games this year, if they do not start out playing with the lead, or at least be one touchdown behind, like, they're so much better when they play with a lead. They really struggle when they get down two scores, because then they just become one dimensional. And, you know, Burrow is similar to Brock Purdy, and he's a very timing accurate quarterback. So, you know, he wants to be able to do what he wants and get in a rhythm early on and kind of, you know, get feeling himself for the rest of the game. So I think we'll know a lot about how this game is going to go by halftime, which is crazy to think, because last year it came down to the wire. But I do think it's different this time based off what I've seen from the Bengals this year.
Okay, well, I'll be interested to see, because my inclination, and I think part of it is just because of the game, the kind of games the 49ers have played the last 2 weeks, I kind of feel like this one is going to be pretty close there till the end. But that's an interesting note on the Bengals and how the games have gone. So we'll be keeping a very close eye on the first half and, of course, the second half. But it'll be very interesting to see where they are in the first half. And, I mean, I expect the 49ers to come out and come out strong. And Fred Warner called it a must-win game, telling Noah Hufanga that on Monday night, we have to focus on this season. And right now for us, this season is this week before we head into our bye week. So very curious to see how this plays out. But I think it's going to be a really fun one. Kelsey, do you want to give me a prediction?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I think I haven't made my prediction yet. So I think I'm going to pass on that, because, you know, I've gone back and forth the last day on if I think the Bengals are going to win or if the 49ers, and like what, how many points this is going to be. So I don't have a prediction yet on Thursday night. I think I'm going to wait a couple more days before I get to my final prediction.
Well, then why don't we do this, you guys? Make sure you're following Kelsey and I on Instagram on Saturday, because why don't we do it in our Instagram story? We'll do our prediction.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you guys will stay tuned for that. Follow us. Kelsey, tell everybody where your Instagram is.
Oh, you can follow me on Instagram at Kelsey Lynn Conway and on Twitter at Kelsey L. Conway if you want any last-minute Bengals updates before Sunday's game.
And I'm at Tracy Sandler on Instagram and at Tracy FGSN on Twitter. Kelsey, thank you so much for joining us today. It was super fun to talk to you.
I know. It was awesome. Thanks so much for having me on. And I will see you on Saturday night.
You sure will, you guys. Next up, we have Matt Sims for our new weekly segment, What You May Have Missed. And he has a lot of really good tidbits about the game. So that'll be fun. All right. Thanks, Kelsey. Matt, welcome back to the show for your weekly segment of What You May Have Missed. And this week is the 49ers take on the Bengals. It's unclear who will be a quarterback. Brock Purdy in the concussion protocol on a short week. I don't want to speculate, but there is a chance, probably a good chance, Sam Darnold is starting this week with the 49ers coming off two losses. What do you think?
First of all, Tracy, thank you so much for having me back, because since we have met each other, your 49ers are 0-2 and Michigan has been accused of this cheating scandal. So thank you for not blaming all of that on me, even though since we have met, you've had some issues with your home teams right now. To go back,
I would just like to say with Michigan, though, the young man went rogue. I'm sticking to that for the rest of my life.
You know what? And so is Harbaugh. He's sticking to that same thing. You know, I don't know what the hell that guy was doing. He did it on his own. So you're right.
I'm with Jim. I'm with Jim always.
I'm with Jim. So, to get back to your question, Sam Darnold, the expectations, you know, this is a quarterback that is more than capable of playing really good NFL football. This is a guy that is very talented thrower. He moves well. I would even say that he's probably a little bit more talented of a thrower than Brock Purdy, as far as just can throw a little bit more power and can mm-hmm. drive the football into tighter spaces. You know, being his first game back, expect to see a little rust, which would be normal, you know, for anyone getting their first snap of the season. The real thing will be is just can Kyle Shanahan divvy up some plays early to gain his confidence, to get some mm-hmm. rhythm. So I expect to see some of those screen games, some of those quick short passes outside in the perimeter. And I expect the 49ers to try to get back to a little bit more old school branded football. Cincinnati has struggled to stop the run this season. I believe they've given up about 125 yards on average per game. And that plays right into the hand of backup quarterback getting his first start. And then the 49ers kind of reestablish their identity by winning in the trenches.
Yes, it could be a very much a hello Christian McCaffrey game. I know they're all hello Christian McCaffrey games, but expect to see a lot of Christian McCaffrey. As someone who played quarterback in the NFL, if you're Sam Darnold, you're going into this week, you may or may not start. You obviously have not gotten that many first team reps. Kind of what are you doing to get yourself prepared?
Yeah, well, this is one of those things that sometimes in the media, we make it out to more than what it really is. Sam Darnold and every other backup across the league is constantly on edge and is like, man, this is the moment. This is the moment. This is the moment. And you're doing is trying to absorb as much information as you possibly can with those mental reps while Brock Purdy is in. And you were really just going through the motions as really detailed as you possibly can to make sure that when your moment is called that you're ready to go. And for him, the one positive is that at least this is a situation where he probably knows right now that he's going to be the starter and he can focus throughout the week practice knowing that he is the guy getting the cadence of the snap count correct, because it does change with the different voices and different tone inflections. And he'll be able to at least build a rapport with Kyle on, yeah, these are the plays that I like. This is stuff that Brock's been doing that I don't prefer, but you know, at the same time, you just got to try to find that little happy gray area so Kyle and Sam can operate at full speed.
And this is a team, you look at this offense and the players that are in it, most of them last year dealt with three quarterbacks. So This is a team that's used to adjusting on the fly. I do think the 49ers are in a situation that a lot of teams would like to be in. I mean, you do have someone who is a former starter, who was a number three pick in the draft, who clearly is very talented, who has been in not great situation. So the 49ers are certainly in a better situation than maybe another team might be with this going on.
Yeah. And all those things that you just said are so true. And that's where the judging of quarterbacks is so unique to me, because you're right. Sam Darnold has been in absolutely not bad situations, but terrible situations for a young quarterback to learn and grow and improve. Whereas Brock Purdy on the other side of it has been in the most ideal situation ever proposed as far as a new starting quarterback to the NFL world. So Sam, with his experience, with his hardships, all that kind of stuff, very similar to Geno Smith, you know, he continued to fight through it. You can see that he has tremendous just will and discipline to continue to get better despite the circumstances that have been handed to him. And I think he will be ready for this moment. Brandon Ayuk is playing phenomenal football right now. I said it last week. I thought George Kittle is going to have a big game. I think George Kittle is going to have another big game this weekend too. And I think the balance of being able to run the football and control the line of scrimmage will really ultimately help Sam Darnold a ton. And wouldn't be surprised if we get more to those boot play action, naked plays that we saw, you know, early in Shanahan's stint in San Francisco, again here this weekend with Sam Darnold behind center.
So the 49ers, as we mentioned earlier, are coming off two tough road losses. They are back at home. After this, they go into their bye week. There was a lot of talk Monday night after the game that they kind of have to look at this as a little bit as a must-win game. And it's not, but it is a little bit if you're looking towards home field advantage throughout the playoffs in the one seed, because now Philly has only lost one game and the 49ers have lost two. They don't want to go into their bye 5-3 on a three-game losing streak. Mentally, though, what does that do to a team if you're looking at week 8 as kind of a must-win game?
Yeah, I get that vibe from this football team, especially listening to even the post that you had of Nick Bosa in his post-game press conference. You could just tell that there's a little bit of an edge to this football team right now, that they are disappointed with the performance that they've had the past 2 weeks. And I expect this to be a really big bounce-back game for them, especially going up against a very talented offense. The fear of a talented offense, I think, will invigorate the defensive line to be even more aggressive. That's something that we've always known about Cincinnati. They struggle to protect the passer. So I expect this to be a potential multi-sack game by Bosa and maybe a few others on the defensive line and really just being super aggressive. The Bengals do not run the ball very well. And that is really going to be to their detriment this weekend, especially on the road. A lot of pressure on Joe Burrow to make consistent tight passes on third down. They have been great on third down. So this will be a definite get back game, I think, for San Francisco, and expect them to win this one.
Cincinnati beat Seattle running the ball 15 times. And when I saw that, I was like, that is Kyle Shanahan's worst nightmare. 15 yeah. times? I mean, I feel like he might look at that and cry. He would just be so upset if that happened to the 49ers. So I agree with you on all counts. I do think this will be a big bounce back game for them. And they need it because, again, those if you're looking ahead to home field advantage, you don't want to be, you know, you don't want to be 5-3 going into the bye.
Yeah, absolutely. And even with Brock being out too, I think that'll you know get the team going too to make sure that they're playing a little bit harder, right? Not knowing what exactly will take place on the offensive side of the football. So I think the defense really is going to kind of shine in this one for sure. And then I think the ground game will get back to its normal footing. And you know, I expect Sam Darnold to be, you know, he doesn't have to be special, but I expect him to be very serviceable and do his job. What's being asked of a great backup quarterback is to get the win.
Awesome, Matt. Thank you so much. We will talk to you next week during the bye and maybe look ahead to the second half of the season, and we'll see what happens Sunday. Thank you so much for coming back on.
Great. Thank you so much, Tracy. I appreciate it, and I believe in Jim.
Thank you very much. That means a lot to me.
Not really, though. I was just saying that.
That's not nice. Bye. All right, guys, if you like what you heard, and I know you did, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating and a super positive review. We are brought to you by Fivo. We are brought to you by Bet Online. And with that, I will talk to everybody next time. Bye, all.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on.
Crunch Island. It's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
If your small business has a problem, you could say,
ugh, just my luck.
But you should say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And we'll help get you back in business. Like a good neighbor. State Farm is there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.